Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
Episode 34. Can we talk? Welcome back to One Extraordinary Marriage, where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of intimacy. You're here with Elisa DiLorenzo.
And Tony DiLorenzo.
And tonight we're going to be continuing our online small group working through our book, Stripped Down, 13 Keys to Unlocking Intimacy in Your Marriage.
Hopefully you guys are stripping down.
Absolutely.
And having a good time this summer.
You've picked up a copy of the book, whether it's a physical copy or the ebook. Or the audio book. We were actually interviewed earlier today
from Brent Green.
Brent Green, and he listened to our audiobook in one sitting while he was driving across Nebraska, I think he said.
Kansas, Nebraska,
somewhere there.
Central, in the Midwest.
Central United States. And so it was nice to get the feedback from him on listening to the audiobook. And we're hearing a lot of great feedback from those of you that have picked it up. And so we thank you.
Very much so.
On that, and there are a number of comments. If you haven't picked up the book yet, Tony's got a number of comments and video comments on the website,
yep.
oneextraordinarymarriage.com, so you can check out what others are saying before you dig into it yourself. But we hope that you will, so that you can participate with us over the next few weeks with this online small group that we are doing. If you're new to our podcast, we always started off with talking about what's gone on over the past week. And
it's been an eventful week.
Relatively speaking, yeah. You know, we were sitting here talking, and we're like, what's happened this week? And, you know, we actually had to like go, okay.
We've been just sort of mellow, just hanging out. And I'm sure many of you know this time period in your marriage where you're just sort of going through and everything just seems to be flowing, even after maybe a big blow up the week prior or whatever. And it's just sort of nice. I think it's during these weeks and these times in our marriages where we just got to really just appreciate it and just be so thankful for what we have, you know, and just bank it up, because you guys know there's always going to be something that comes around the corner for many of you who've been married for a short time or a long time. For those of you who've listened to our podcast, this is episode 34. You've heard Elise and I get on this podcast and work through arguments. The most recent one was with me with my phone.
Oh, yes.
And that was a big one. And I know I keep talking about this one, but we really need to think about this. I think as a generation, we need to really think about our phone use. It's interesting because in my day job, I'm the dent dude. I take dents out of cars, paintless dent repair, and I've been doing it for 13 years. So I come into interaction with a number of people. And it's really interesting the lively conversations I get to have with my clients. And I am not kidding you. Over this last week, almost every one of my clients, I've had either a conversation about the housing market or about the use of cell phones and smartphones and how it pertains to our marriages.
Wow. I don't think you'd share that with me.
And the last one I had, which was on Friday night, really cool guy, lives here in Poway. And we happened to just start talking about marriage and led into, well, talking about my work and how long I've been doing it, which led into the family and led into talking about the podcast and one and what we do and why we do it. And actually I was able to even talk to God about this couple to God or about God to this couple, come to find out they're Christians themselves. And, you know, we were just going over a myriad of stuff. And this is an older couple, four kids, all of them are out of the house now. So they're empty nesters, but it's interesting. This guy's partner got served a couple months back and I was like, wow, what happened there? And he goes, these dang phones, he goes, they're killing them. He goes, you know, we'll go to a lunch and he will be sitting on the phone for the 45 minutes out of an hour lunch.
Wow.
And so, you know, what he does when he walks into the house after a long day of work, what's he do? He's right on the phone, doesn't give his wife any bit of time. You know, all she's looking for is maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, maybe.
Right. Nothing, you know, crazy. Just
nothing crazy.
Interact with me.
Interact with her. And it just, he didn't do it. And, you know, my client was just like, man, these darn phones, they just get in the way. And so I'm going to stop right there with phones because we've talked about it like the last 3 weeks and you guys are probably going, Tony, enough already. I just think it's interesting. The more and more I talk about it, the more and more people keep talking to me about it. So I notice that there is a correlation. There is something going on.
Right.
And so in our marriages, we need to be very cognizant about that. And I'm going to keep bringing it up to you guys.
Keep it on the forefront. You know, if you're thinking about it, if you're conscious about it, then you're going to at least think. You know, that's our hope, that if you, you know, kind of get the sense that you're spending too much time on your phone, go with that. You probably are.
Yeah.
Or if you're not sure, ask your spouse, you know, and be okay with the answer. If they say, yes, you are, would you please put the phone away? Or right. They might not say it as nicely as that, like I did. Be understanding of that, because they're giving you, they're communicating to you.
Right.
That where you are with your phone or your technology, whatever it is, whether it's Facebook or your phone or your computer, they're telling you that they're not getting
right
you.
That's right. So Elise and I continuously working on that. So what else happened this week? We
took your grandmother out to lunch.
We took Nunna Mary, my 87-year-old grandmother, to lunch on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, she's getting down there in age. She or up there in age, down there. She's getting, what is she having? She's having a little, what do they call that when loss of memory and all that?
Yeah. I mean, she's showing the early signs. You know, she's 87.
Yeah.
You know?
So we just make it a point to bring the kids up there and hang out with her and just take her out to lunch and, just be around, because she is going to be moving into an active seniors living apartment, which will be about 20, 25 minutes away from my folks.
Okay, you couldn't see that, but Tony just did quotes around active seniors. It's the first time I've heard him describe it like that. And he's got the fingers going, which, of course, you can't see. So I had to share that with you. Fingers, active seniors.
So it was cool. It was good to go see Nunna Mary and hang out with her.
And then we've spent the last week, I don't even really know how it got started, but we've also been playing a lot of board games with our kids.
Yeah, we have been.
And we've been playing oodles and oodles of chutes and ladders and Candyland and
Allowance.
This game called Allowance, which is a great way of, you know, having them count out money and, you know, you spend some, you lose some, you earn some, you spend some. Anyway, we're looking for suggestions from anyone out there on other good board games that you and your kids love. Keep in mind that our kids are, you know, 7 and younger. And so something that would be appropriate for either one or both of them would be great, because I think Tony played about 12 games of chutes and ladders today on top of the 5 that I played.
I did.
With them. It was a chutes and ladder tournament with Tony and Alex. Who won? Did he win?
He won.
Yeah.
I think he won at the end.
Pulls it out.
You know, it's really good when we do that sort of stuff, and Elise and I haven't been really doing that much, but one of our big things is sort of just turning the TV off more and more with the kids, because we know with TV and electronics for them, there's too much stimulation, and then we get almost excessive crying and unbearable behavior. And so I know as tough as it is to just turn it off and have to be a parent, we're trying to be parents. there are still times when we just let the TV be the parent. But well, we're trying, and, you know, again, we all go through these waves, and right now we're just in a wave where we're just sort of like turning it off, because last week we just had, it just sort of all blew up, and we can almost pinpoint it to electronic use and sugary consumption in our kids.
And I pretty much cut out their sugar.
Yeah, that's another thing we're doing this week. We launched, well, Dustin, who many of you may know with Engaged Marriage, and I launched Fit Marriage, our test group this week. So that started today. We have 16 couples doing that with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so Elise and I are actually doing that together. And Fit Marriage is about being active physically, like fitness active in a recreational intimacy with your spouse and doing something that the two of you can do together and to be able to just have fun, lose weight, tone up. And so we're working on that program. It's a 12-week program. It's in the test stages. And hopefully, if all goes well, that should be out by the first of the year sometime. But it's cool. That's been really fun. And in the process, Elise and I are going through our nutrition again.
Right.
Which we've done
many evolutions of
over the last 10 years.
Ooh, has it been
more?
That long? We're getting old.
Before the PCT hike.
Before the PCT, so 2000. Oh, yeah, it has been 10 years.
So it's probably 12 years.
Well, yeah, it's probably longer because it was when we first started hiking. So that was like 97, 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, long time.
So Elise and I have gone through a lot of fitness programs, a lot of nutritional highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're just on another one.
It's one of those things, too, where, you know, when you can see the direct impact that sugars have on your children... It makes you a little more motivated to cut them out.
Even in us.
Well, and I have to. I mean, it's right. For me, and we've talked about this on the podcast, is that I realize that I have a sugar intolerance, probably borderline sugar allergy. But I definitely can't handle high quantities of sugar.
Right.
And so over the last 2 months, probably maybe three now, have really been working to eliminate massive quantities of sugar from my and it's, you know, it's so cute now because we've got Alex trained to look at product labels, food labels, to identify the amounts of sugar, because he knows if anything's got crazy amounts of sugar, I'm not going to buy it. So like, he doesn't even ask. He's like, hold on, Mom, I gotta look at the sugar, and if it's in this acceptable range, then he'll present it to me. But if it's not, then I'm like, sorry, dude. Doesn't make the cut. And so that's very encouraging to see that happening. Now, of course, the kid does not like vegetables in most forms. And so a couple times a week we get the, that smells disgusting. I'm not eating that. And then his little sister, ever the people pleaser, is like, oh, Mommy, this is the best dinner you've ever made. And,
yeah, well, and then she'll turn into tears and 2 minutes later and be in her room. So
yeah, but at least she tells me the food's good.
we all have... our fun stories, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
And I think part of marriage is just sitting down and reminiscing about them and just going, you know what? Even with all the tirades and all the crap, we still come at the end of the day and we smile and we have a good time. So.
Very much so.
I would say if you guys are in one of those times where you're just sort of like pulling your hair out and just going, ah! I just can't stand my kids. Or
my spouse.
Come on. You know, sit down and talk about it.
Or you know, the first chapter, I'm going to kind of segue into the book now because we're, we are kind of talking about chapter 4, which is the third key, which is, you know, let's talk. It's intellectual intimacy. It's getting past that, hey, honey, how was your day? And, you know, I tune you out the minute you open your mouth. It's, you know, it's sitting down, it's reminiscing, you know, because a lot of times you start, you know, pulling up those funny things. Like, I mean, Tony, you know, we start talking about our nutrition, and Tony and I have done some crazy things with meal plans and nutritional styles over the year. I mean, it got to the point where we were doing, I can't even remember what the name of the plan was, but.
Which one?
What? Sorry, you're laughing. Which one?
No, because you said I can't remember which one it is, and I'm like, which one?
Yeah, that's sorry. Good. But Tony got so lean. I mean, his body fat was ridiculous that he turned into this monster. I mean, it was bad. I was like, who are you? Because he's a pretty happy-go-lucky guy. And
right.
You know, I just remember going, there's something wrong here. And
what we learned from there is that when my percent body fat gets too low, your brain needs so much fat to function. And I was just so lean at that time that I was just, it was bad news.
It was bad. So, you know, we have those fun talks and we, you know, we reminisce and we talk about those things that were important to us in the past and how they've shaped our relationship. And you have that laughter.
Yeah.
Laughter is really good for your marriage.
Yeah. And you know, that's something that I think was lost in ours for a while.
Oh yeah. We had our season.
We were so strict and stringent with the kids, and that would turn into us being strict with each other, and there wasn't laughter. And we've learned to just let go more and just sort of, okay. You know what we need to put down on the show notes is we'll put up the video that we just did last week for Marriage Minute Monday, which is called Just 30 Minutes. And in this video, Elisa and I talk, and it's more than a minute, it's like 3 minutes.
Sorry, guys.
But Elisa and I talk about, you know, taking 30 minutes a week, maybe 10 minutes, three nights a week to pick up a devotional. And we give you three options in there and start reading them with each other. And I will have to say, Elisa and I, sometimes we do these videos because it's something that we need to do. And this is one of those areas that Elisa and I have been talking about doing and we haven't. So really, when we make a video and we put it out there for you guys, it's like we're held accountable because now we want to go do it. And so this past week, we picked up Nightlight by the Dobsons for parents. And it's a once a night topic, or it's a weekly topic, but once a night.
There's a devotional reading for every day.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Each week has its own topic. And so Sunday through Saturday, the readings are on that topic.
There you go. And so Elisa and I read out loud to each other. We switch each night. And then at the end, there's some questions. And we sit there and we answer the question as truthfully and honestly as we can. And some discussion gets brought up. And sometimes we're just like, nope, that works for us. Or, you know, and we're on the same page. And other times a little bit more discussion will happen. And then after that's prayer. So let's add that to...
I did.
Okay. So you guys can see that video. And if you aren't signed up for our e-newsletter, that's what it is. It's usually a 1 minute video. We were very ambitious when we kicked that off and we were doing it once a week. As summer has hit, it's been down to two or one time a month. And hopefully once the kids go back to school next Wednesday, hallelujah, Elisa and I will have our 1 day a week morning where we
record those. And
yes, where we record stuff and do things like that. So we hope to get more than one, if not at least two a month out. So, you know, we're not spamming you guys. We're telling you about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but that devotional time, you know, it ties into this chapter on talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time for us, you know, as we're going through and, you know, this particular devotional deals with parenting. And so it's a time for us to really kind of, you know, in relation to the kids, we get past the, well, Alex did this today or Abby did this. And, you know, we're not talking about the surface good things or bad things. It's like, you know, what's really going on with the kids? You know, what do you think about this that's happening with them or this, you know, in their future or the school year coming up? You know, what do we need to be praying for? And that's the same kind of conversation that you need to have in terms of your marriage. You know, you need to spend the time, and this is definitely a time intimacy. I mean, you need to invest the time in truly communicating with your spouse, being able to take down those barriers, take down those walls, and, you know, get into meaningful conversation. I'm not talking about, honey, can you pick up milk on the way home from work? That's not communication as it pertains to this chapter.
Episode 31, we talked about from the pure bed, that questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
About sex and what you like and don't like.
Right.
That is a perfect thing to pick up. That is absolutely fantastic. I was talking to a buddy this week who saw that when I posted it up on Twitter, and he and his wife went through it. And he even said, he goes, you know what? There are some things on there that we felt really uncomfortable talking about. And they've been married for many years and more than us. And he goes, you know what? The way I approached it was, honey, if you feel uncomfortable, that's okay. It's not that we have to do any of this. You know, because if you do pick this up, it does talk about...
It just goes into detail.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. Because we don't want to have to put the explicit mark for this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, it goes into detail. And he was telling his wife, it's not that we have to do it, but it is good that I know and we're learning about each other after all these years. And so that, so episode 31 has that. If you haven't gone over it already, I would, Elise and I would suggest that you do. We did it. Great piece of material there, resource there for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's finding different tools. I mean, we have, do you still have the questions up on, in the resources section?
Sure do.
This, is it 77 questions?
Sure do.
Yeah, if you go under our resources tab, there are 77 questions to get the conversation started. I mean, those are great tools to use. You know, if you're in a situation, if you're at a point in your marriage where the conversation's not flowing so easily, check out those questions. You know, don't assume that you're going to sit down and go through all 77, but pick one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know what? I just want to, you know, get back to getting to know one another. Right. Know what is going on in your husband or wife's lives that, you know, is exciting. You know, what are they passionate about now? What are they scared about? What's going on that they're just uncertain about? You know, because if all you talk about is, you know, stuff in passing as you're, you know, flying through the kitchen on your way out the door to pick the kids up from practice or to go here or to go there, sometimes those things that really matter just don't get discussed because there isn't time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you say, you know what, 3 times a week, pencil it in on your calendar. You know, if it's not getting done and you need to pencil it in on your calendar, do so.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with putting your spouse on your calendar.
Right. And it doesn't have to be crazy. I mean, it doesn't have to be these 2-hour-long sessions. I would suggest 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
Really. I mean, it doesn't need to be these long, drawn-out conversations. Now, are there times when you need to do that? Sure thing. I mean, we all know that. Elise and I have conversations that they're deep, and it takes an hour, 2 hours to sort of get through all the little stuff and the big stuff. But I think if you're just at a point where you just want to start diving back into knowing who you guys really are, 15 minutes, 20 mm-hmm. minutes, take the time.
Right.
Make it a priority. Turn the damn TV off. You know? Pick up the Bible. Read it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard from a couple of couples in the last couple of weeks as well. You know, things are happening and they're not communicating anymore. He doesn't know what she's thinking. She doesn't know what he's thinking. There's tension. The walls are up. The mask is on. And I'm going to tell you, you guys need to come together and just pray. It's going to be tough, but you got to pray for your spouse. We serve them. And to serve them means we need to pray for them and over them and for them and vice versa.
Absolutely.
And so I think that can really break it down. So you just bring it up before God, and it's not just you and her just trying to bang it out and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
If we call ourselves Christians and we believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross for us, he can do a lot in your marriage. I think sometimes we just forget that, and we want to take control. And I'll step up to the plate. I'm one of those dudes at times. So you guys know I'm telling you the truth when I fall and when I fail and when I try to take control, and I'm one of those guys who likes to try to take control. So, and I've learned, and I'm just hopefully giving you something that will just trigger you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, that talking piece, it's such a critical component actually of so many of these different keys. And it goes directly into the very next one, which is Money Matters. It's chapter 5 in the book. And this is your financial intimacy. Mm-hmm. This is everything from, you know, how you spend your money, how you save your money. What are your long-term financial goals? Do you have long-term financial goals?
Do you know who's spending the money, where it's going? Do you know who's saving it?
Do you know where your money is?
Right.
You know, I used to be in banking prior to kids. And I remember the older women that would come in after their husband had died, and they had no clue. No clue about how many accounts they had, no clue about where the, you know, if there was retirement, nothing. Their husbands had done everything and didn't feel like it was important or necessary to burden his, you know, their wives with this information. And then, you know, Mr. So-and-so dies and his wife has no clue.
Man.
And I remember, you know, this was, well, 7+ years ago. I mean, I was pregnant with Alex, and I just remember going, that will never be me.
That's hard.
That will never be me because, you know, what do you do? And so, you know, to back up even further than that, Tony and I got married and we were crazy in debt. You know, if you guys have...
I forget which one we talked about that.
It was one of the early ones.
Okay.
But we got married. Tony had student loans. There were car loans. We financed our long distance relationship on credit cards. Very little income, lots and lots of debt. And that was compounded in the early years of our marriage. And then we started making more money and we started spending more money. So we got in that crazy cycle of, you know, never really saving. You know, we were making enough to pay the bills, but we had no plan.
I'm just, as you bring all that up, I'm just going, wow.
And we didn't talk about it.
I don't know how, honestly, there are just times I'm just thinking about, I'm going, how in the heck did we make it through? How?
Oh, I don't
know. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, all I can remember about those times and those eras were pornography. We'd go out with your group of workers, coworkers, and we would just honestly just drink.
Yep.
And I'm just going, what are we, how did we make it? I just don't know. And I mean, all I can remember is just drinking myself to oblivion and just waking up on a Saturday and having no energy, nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are lucky if we can make burritos back then.
Because I would go to the
money.
Grocery store and spend, you know, $30, $40 for the week. And fortunately, I didn't cook. So
it was just tough.
Yeah.
It was tough. And I feel for all of you who are dealing with this. I do. I know the pain. I know the hurt. I know that you don't want to deal with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times that I don't think I did either because I don't remember it. I've put it so far out of my mind because I hated that time.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it. I hated, you know, the passion in the romance and our marriage was very just
it was non-existent.
Muted. I mean, because there was so much on top of us that, and we didn't talk about it.
Right.
That was the big thing. And if we had talked about it, I think it would have been a lot better because at least it would have been open and we could have gone through some of this and sought help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of what Elisa and I have gone through has been in the dark. We've come through, we pulled ourselves up on our own because every time I would look around and try to find somebody as a man to look to go, I need help. They'd always turned away.
Mm.
And I don't want that to happen to you guys. You know, crap happens. And sometimes we got to speak up and we got to seek help.
Right.
And I think finances as a man, as a provider in most of families, and not all, but we put so much of who we are, our identity and our work and what we make that when we are falling flat on our face or we're close to falling flat on our face, we do not seek help because we're scared of what's going to happen. And I want you guys to know that there are fantastic people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys know that we went through Dave Ramsey, our friend Derek Sisterhan, his book, Get Naked, has just been released, and he writes that to like year 0 to 5, but anybody could pick up this book and get their finances started on the right track. It is a fantastic book. Put that in the show notes so we can link that to them. So it's tough. It's tough. I know it. But if we go back to chapter 4, let's talk. You know, let's talk about it. And let's work through it. Let's seek help. If you don't want to do one-on-one, get in a small group. Maybe somebody's doing the financial piece at a church nearby. You can work with people who are there. You can build it together. But you guys got to be doing it together, because it's going to make a difference.
Well, and that's your finances are so intimately linked. Or let's put it this way, they should be. I know that there are lots of couples out there that keep their finances separate in marriage, and that can bring on its own set of complications, which I can't really speak to, because from the very beginning, we've commingled all of our accounts. There is no his and hers. I just know from having friends who have kept their finances separate what they talk about. So that's a whole nother conversation. But when you've got savers and spenders and relationships, and you've got, you know, somebody that's goal oriented and somebody that's not, you know, all of these things play into your finances. And, you know, whether you live on a little or you live on a lot, you still need to make your money go as far as it can in your marriage. And you need to be on the same page, or at least know what the page is that you're trying to be on, what the goals are. You need to have goals. You know, if you're just working and you've got no goals and you've got a pile of bills and you don't know how you're going to pay them, make a plan. Start talking about it. Tackle the little bills first so that you can get those out of the way. Have a sense of accomplishment that the little ones are gone. You know, that's a Dave Ramsey thing, you know, the baby steps. You start the debt snowball, and there is a sense of accomplishment as those bills start to get paid, as you start reaching your financial goals, as you start to get on financial, get a financial foundation underneath you.
Right.
I mean, we're in a situation where, with the exception of our mortgage, we've been debt free since 2002.
Well, don't forget we had the car.
We did do a loan on the car, and that was a business expense. But other than that, our mortgage.
Oh, we haven't had any credit cards.
We haven't had credit cards since 2001. I want to say.
And after becoming debt free, our car right after that was paid for in cash. The next one was my business car, and we put a pretty good chunk of change down and made sure to pay it off early.
Yeah.
So, when you look at stripped down, and you're probably going, my goodness, guys, there's so much to do. What do I do now? Stripped down is a resource for you. It's not a step-by-step, like Elisa was saying, like the baby steps that Dave Ramsey does. You have to do this to do this to do this. We never intended stripped down to be that way. We intend stripped down to be a resource for you. So if you're dealing with financial intimacy, well, chapter 5 is right for you. That's where you need to be. You pick up Stripped Down. You learn a little bit about us. You're listening to our podcast. You read chapter 5. You may pick up Derek's book, Get Naked. You may go to Dave Ramsey. You may go to get coaching at your church. And you put down our book until that is at a point in your marriage. The intimacy is now at a, you get to a point where you're going, you know what, hon, we're doing better. Now we want to hit emotional intimacy. So you pick it up again, you get into to let's talk and some of the other keys. And you may put it down, or you may be at the point right now where we know a number of couples after 7 days of sex challenge, I mean, that transformed their marriage. Where they can pick this up and they're going, you know what? 7 days of sex challenge made such a difference in our marriage, but now there's still little things we want to tweak. And so as we move further into the book, we have Radio Shack to Love Shack, talking about turning your room around, or take the lead, or other areas. So Stripped Down is not meant to be a book where you just read it and go, oh, okay, I need to do all this. No, no, no. It's a resource for you that you can continuously pick up and put down.
Absolutely.
And with financial intimacy, Elisa and I believe in it. It is necessary. we have had since coming out of that period. And again, it's taken years to look back and go, but once that was off of our plate, and I would say 6 months to a year after that, I could tell the difference our lovemaking was.
Well, the reality is that women, I'm going to make a generalization here. And so I'm
please go for it.
I'm putting that disclaimer on here. I think most women in relationships and marriage need to have financial security. And I think when that is absent for whatever reason, it puts a lot of stress. Obviously, it puts stress on both partners. But when a woman doesn't have financial security, it's very hard for her to be physically intimate without that being a nagging, ever-present worry in her mind. I am very blessed right now that we don't have that as an issue, as a worry.
Yep.
I mean, we're sensitive, obviously, to what's going on in the economy. You're in the automotive industry. If people are not buying cars, it does impact.
Yeah.
You know, it impacts us.
Right. And it has.
But because we don't have that burden of debt outside of the mortgage and the car, we don't have the revolving debt, we don't have the credit card debt hanging over our heads, we are better equipped.
Well, the business doesn't carry any debt either.
The business doesn't carry any debt. We have the mortgage. Your car is paid off now. Yeah. I mean, it's the mortgage.
Right.
That's.
And we live in Southern California. So all of you who are out there going, oh, it's just a mortgage. Dude, we live in Southern California. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Anytime you want to see where we live, just pop in San Diego and add about 30% to whatever you're seeing. And that's what we bought it at. So it is a big part of what we deal with.
But we do pay our good weather tax here. That's what we like to call it.
But I wouldn't trade it for the world. And we've put ourselves in a position to be able to do that. And financial intimacy, though, isn't something that you just finish and you don't talk about. Elisa and I discuss our finances on a weekly basis. We know what's going on. Today we are even discussing it because we are really making a point to decrease the sugars, go more organic, go more clean. And by going cleaner on our food, it also raises the cost of our food. So we were discussing, okay, what does that look like? Is there something that we can adjust for next month? Do we need to add more money to that? So we are constantly discussing it. And so it's almost a fusion between your financial and your emotional intimacy or intellectual intimacy, because we're bringing all of that together. And some of these aren't, and I'll make that clear, some of these intimacies don't just stand alone.
Right. Oh, very
I mean, very much so. when we think of physical intimacy, and we can break that down into sexual intimacy, it is on its own one intimacy, but we bring the emotional intimacy into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And by bringing the two together, I believe we have a much more enjoyable experience.
Sure.
True.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. And wanted to put out there, we didn't get any phone calls this past week. So we got a little prize coming up. So this next week, we'd love to hear your feedback. Pros, cons, what you like, what you don't like. Questions. And we'll pick out a winner out of all those. Hopefully we'll be able to play those. Or if you have an email, you can email. Our phone number first off is 858-876-5663.
Mm-hmm.
You can email me at asktony@oneextraordinarymarriage.com.
Or me at askelisa@oneextraordinarymarriage.com.
We got some cool things here. We got what is this, honey?
That's an aromatherapy candle.
An aromatherapy candle. What's this stuff?
That's like a little romance kit.
We got like a romance kit. And we're not going to give all these away next week. We'll pick one of them. And then we got a Create Passion, the collection. So this has a candle, linen mist, massage cream, bath and shower gel, personal lubricant, and a towel.
Do you want to say who this is from?
Yeah. And this is all from...
what's her name?
From Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Martha makes the action wipes, and this is her other line. She is just a wonderful lady. And unfortunately, a lot of the smells just are too much for Elisa. And so we want to give them away to you guys. You guys can check them out at lifeelements.com. So tell Martha thank you. So email us, call us, let us know. We'll pick out one, and we'll you'll have to come to back to the podcast to listen to hear if you won.
Oh, you're going to make them come back and find out?
You got to come back. Yeah. And on that note, if you are enjoying One Extraordinary Marriage podcast, please tell a friend. Just tell one. We want to continue to grow. We have almost 28,000 downloads. We would love to see our subscribers grow. We've been sort of stagnant lately, and that's just being truthful and honest with you guys. We'd love to reach more couples, and we're doing the best that we can. But really, Elisa and I can toot our horns all we want. It's when it comes from you guys that it makes a big difference. It's when it comes from one of you telling your girlfriends or one of your buddies going, "Hey, man, I'm listening to these guys. You need to check them out." That's when it makes a big difference. I mean, we can toot our horn, and I think people will just tune us out every once in a while. So,
what are you saying? People tune us out? Is that what you're saying?
No, not all the time. I'm just saying every once in a while.
Oh yeah.
All right.
I tune you out sometimes.
I know you do. All right. Let's get into. I think we got time for one more, babe.
Do we?
Yep.
Okay.
We got time. Let's do it.
Well, the next key, and it's chapter 6 in the book, is the chapter's called "What Do We Do Now?" And this chapter's on recreational intimacy, really talking about what you guys do together. You know, Tony had mentioned that he and Dustin have started Fit Marriage as a way for couples to exercise and get fit together. Early on in our marriage, there was the Christmas that everything I got for Christmas was hiking related. Everything from, yeah, this was good. You know, nothing like having your mother-in-law say, "Is he trying to tell you something?" Because I got the hiking boots, the hiking guide, the water bottles, the fanny pack.
That was really cool.
I'm trying to think it was all like, you went to REI and, you know, just kind of walked around the hiking section, and that's what I got for Christmas that year. But those are some of our best pre-child memories, of those crazy adventures that we'd take with, you know, backpack strapped on and mosquitoes, and, you know, those were things that we did together. And you know, you guys need to figure out if it's been a long time since you've done stuff together besides sit on the couch and watch a movie. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but there might be other stuff that you don't even know that you and your spouse like to do, or it's been so long you've forgotten. And one of the recommendations we make in this chapter is that you sit down and you make a top 10 list. You independently, that means you do not look over your spouse's shoulder. You do not discuss this while you're making a list. In fact, I would suggest going into another room so that you're not even tempted. You make a list of 10 things that you would like to do. And then you guys get back together and you start going down your list to see where there's overlap.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no overlap, then, you know, go back and choose another 5 or 10 things. And for those of you that are wondering, because we got this question in our small group and we did this, you can put sex on the list. It counts. It's a valid answer.
But I'd make sure to find something else too.
Well, I'm just, in case anybody's asking the question, we know that it came up in our small group. And right. So I just want to address it. But it was really enlightening. You guys heard us talk last week how we went and saw the musical Fame. Well, Tony and I first did this exercise 3-4 years ago?
Three
years ago. And found out that we both put musicals and plays on our list. It has taken us 3 years to make that happen.
So you understand, you got to make the list now.
Because it might take you that long to make it happen.
To make sure something happens. In that that one particular item has taken us that long. Others for us were just taking walks on the beach.
Right.
You know, seeing the sunset, things of that nature.
Going for a drive without the chatterboxes in the back.
Right. So you want to find, you know, your top three or four that you guys overlap and get out there and do it. For us, just the musical and plays, it just took us a while. Although when we went to California Adventure, we saw Aladdin. Both kids fell asleep. That was good. I liked that one. The Aladdin in California Adventures was
good. Yeah, I just didn't really feel like we were together there.
But I'm just saying that musical is good.
Okay, well, wow, you're getting all fired up. I'm going to go see Aladdin again.
There's something about musicals to me and that are just, it's awesome. The talent, mm-hmm. which I have none of that, it just resonates with me.
Got it. I kind of got off track there when you said the talent that you don't have any of, and I'm thinking,
no,
absolutely right.
The talent of that. And actually this week on Priceless Gifts, and you can go to our Facebook fan page, so facebook.com/oneextraordinarymarriage. Joy, who is the author of that blog, she put up a post on Stripped Down. They picked it up and they're reading it, and she just really felt that where they needed to spend some time was in recreational intimacy. And what came up for them was playing cards. It was something they did before they got married. It's something they haven't done in years. But go read her blog. Mm-hmm. It's quick. It's a quick one, and see what happened.
Yeah. I mean, it's the little things. Yeah. I mean, there might be big things that show up on your list, but a lot of the couples that we have had do this exercise, that when they did it in our small group, it was amazing all the little things that maybe you did when you were dating or in the early years of your marriage. But as mm-hmm. life starts to take over, a lot of times it's the little things that get pushed to the side.
Right.
And you forget that those were the things that you really enjoyed doing together. And it's such a simple exercise to get you refocused on that.
It is.
And yet again, you know, this blog on Priceless Gifts, reading, I mean, the joy that they're experiencing by spending this time together comes through in her blog. And we've heard it from other people that are like, oh, we never thought about that. Or I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know Tony liked musicals. I mean, at the point in time that we did this, we'd been married almost 11 years. Yeah. You would have thought it would have come up in conversation sometime in 11 years, but it never did.
No.
And there were other things that we thought would come up on the list. You know, as you start having the conversation, oh, I thought you liked to do that. Well, no, I just do that because you like to do that. Or there were things that showed up on Tony's list that I had no idea. You know, you're interested in cooking shows? We watch Sam the Cooking Guy here, who happens to be a local that we enjoy.
Watching, yep.
And, you know, I didn't know he enjoyed that. I love watching cooking shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you start to be able to, it opens up that, you know, again, it goes back to the first key that we talked about tonight, let's talk, but it opens up those doors of communication to say, you know what, let's try something new.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, tonight is my night. You know, we're going out on a date tonight. Let's go do one of the things on our top 10 list. It gives you the opportunity to have those conversations to make that work and to really rekindle those sparks of spending time together.
Right. I mean, if you're wondering about that worksheet, you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/stripped-down-resources. So that's oneextraordinarymarriage.com/stripped-down.
Can we just put that in the show notes?
Resources. We can do that as well.
Okay. Yep. We'll just
and if you get the book,
there.
If you get that in the, if you buy the book, it's there. So, pick up your ebook, pick up your physical book or your audio book. Actually, the audio book, it's not there. But there you go. Because it's audio. It's an audio form, but I don't know if we put it in there.
I'm just laughing because you're just on a roll tonight with these, like, you know, all these visual things that people have to see. That.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's it. So hopefully this week you learn something new. You're going to talk. You're going to work on your finances. Or you're going to find something that you guys love doing together and you're going to go attack it and go do it.
And you're going to call in and tell us what about this week's podcast
that you liked or didn't,
like or made you think.
We're at a point, guys, that we need some feedback from you. We need to know if we're going in the right direction, if you're digging what we're doing. If you're not, you know, let us know. Is there a topic that you would like us to discuss? We need to hear back from you guys.
Or if you need more information on, you know, as we're going through these keys, you know, if there's something that you're like, you know what, I need you guys to talk about that a little bit more. I know for me, I'd like to hear about that because obviously this is very much the condensed version.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys want us to go, you know, either something that's coming up for those of you that have your copy of the book and you know that something's coming up and you're like, you know what, I've got these questions about that topic. Can you address these in the podcast? Or, mm-hmm. you know, you mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Can you go into a little more detail on that? We're happy to do so, but we can't do it unless we hear from you guys.
Right.
Because, you know, we're just here. This is date night for us, having a talk over the microphones.
Another thing I wanted to bring up to you real quickly was our church is doing a church-wide series this fall. And with that goes a church-wide small group. Elisa and I planned to do Strip Down as a small group at the church. But obviously because of the church-wide, we are unable to. So if you live in San Diego and you are interested in hosting, basically being the point person for a stripped down small group, Elisa and I would love to talk to you because we would actually love to lead it. We just need somebody at a church to spearhead it, get 6 to 7 couples. So we'd be a total of about 8 couples. And it's 8 weeks long, an hour and a half each session. And if that is of any interest to you, give us a call or email us. We would love to do that this fall. And it can be for any age group. You know, like we said, our last one, we had couples that were a handful of months married to 20-something years married.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it if you're a younger couple and you want to do it towards, you know, the 0 to 5 year range. We can do that as well. Or if you're in the older range and you want to just hone in on 15 plus years, we can do that as well. So we would really love to be in front of a group this fall and do as a small group. So if you have any leads or contacts, please let us know about that. Other than that, what do we got? We got some prizes. So call us. Email us.
Yes, we are bribing you.
We are bribing.
We are bribing. That's all right. Feedback.
We love you
guys. I have no problem.
And so,
I have no problem with that.
Part of that gig. Let us know what's happening. Hit me on Twitter at @oneonfire. You can join us on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/oneextraordinarymarriage. Let us know what you think over there. You don't need to wait for us to post.
Mm-hmm.
Throw up whatever you want on the wall. It's totally cool. We want to interact with you guys. We want to know what's happening. And until next week, we love you guys.